Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
COVID shot mandates violate the Nuremberg Code. We're going to be talking about this today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, these COVID shot mandates have only been approved for experimental and investigational use, and that's the language of the FDA. And we've pointed out that these government mandates, including the private mandates, violate federal law, which say that you have the option to accept or refuse these shots. The option to accept or refuse these shots, and that's reiterated by the FDA, and it's actually included in the FDA-mandated fact sheets regarding these shots for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson as an example. They're under the emergency use authorization. They don't have full FDA approval. But beside the violation of the law to force someone to get these shots, which is clear that it is a violation of federal law, these particular mandates also violate all 10 points of the Nuremberg Code. And the Nuremberg Code came out of the forced medical experimentation in Germany during the 1930s and 40s and the related trials of doctors and public health officials that led to the adoption of the Nuremberg Code. The Nuremberg Code was created in 1947 in Germany because these Nazi doctors were conducting these experiments against people's full and informed free consent. So this document, since 1947, was in existence, has been in existence, and it was in existence because of the dark history of the Nazi experiments on humans. And it consists, Holly, of 10 points. And the number one point says that, and I'm reading, the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. We could end there and say it clearly violates the Nuremberg Code, but there's 9 others, and it violates all those as well.
You know, and it's tragic, Matt, to think about, gosh, how could they have done that back in the 30s and 40s, doing that horrendous experiments on these people without their consent? And some of them were deadly experiments they did. Well, it just seems like we're repeating history. We haven't learned from that, and we're now also guilty of crimes against humanity.
It is, you know, true. It's unfortunate, and it's true. I mean, let me just read a little bit more of this point number one of the 10 points of the Nuremberg Code. The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision.
So that tells me, okay, it should be an adult that can make
not these children, an adult without their parents' knowledge,
right? In a right mind, you know, not unconscious or anything like that, that can make a decision like that.
Point number two: the experiment. And again, you say, well, this isn't an experiment. No, it is. In fact, that's the language of the emergency use authorization. It's experimental and investigational.
Remember, we talked with Dr. Merritt. That's what she calls them, an experimental genetic agent.
And that's what's actually part of the federal law. That's
right.
Part of what the FDA said. They call them experimental and investigational.
They're not vaccines,
right? Point two of the Nuremberg Code, the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results for the good of society on procurable by any other methods or means. Now, that's a big one. You say, well, okay, it's benefiting society, but it has to be unprocurable by other methods or means. That's why they suppressed hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which are other means that are very safe.
All the therapeutics
and very effective.
That are effective and useful. But you go on the VAERS site, and I wouldn't say this is exactly being fruitful for society.
No, because you're having more deaths in 7 months with these COVID shots than all the recorded vaccine deaths over the previous 31 years. And you're having over 500,000 adverse reactions, and on you go. Point three, the experiment should be so designed and based on the results of animal experimentation and a knowledge of the natural history of the disease or other problem under study. Now, most vaccines take minimum of 10 years. Mm-hmm. 93%+ fail. They never reach the deployment phase, and 5 years of which is testing.
Right, and they do the first testing on animals. Well, in these shots, in this case, the animals didn't make it.
No, and the animals that they did, you know, we're talking about from beginning to deployment, including the testing, was 8 to 9 months. That's unprecedented short time. So when they were doing test on animals, they were doing it at the same time on humans. That's unprecedented. And they didn't test large populations of the human population. They didn't test pregnant women. They didn't test young people. They didn't test many of the comorbidities.
But wait a minute, they're giving the shots to children and pregnant women.
And they're recommending them. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
I don't call that good for society.
Point number four, the experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental health mental suffering and injury. When you look at the VAERS report every week, we look at it as it's updated every Friday.
Go to our vaccine page and you'll see a lot of examples of unnecessary mental suffering.
Go to lc.org/vaccine, under adverse reactions, scroll down to VAERS data chart, VAERS data chart, and you'll see that report and you'll be able to update it every Friday. And it is startling with the number of deaths and injuries. Point five, no experiment should be conducted where there is an a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Again, goes back to the same point we just said. Point six, the degree of risk to be taken should never exceed that determined by the humanitarian importance of the problem to be solved by the experiment. Again, that goes back to something we mentioned earlier. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine have been very effective at treating these conditions of COVID and its variants. And there are now many, many studies regarding each. In fact, Israel just came out with a double-blind study that had been going on for months saying that ivermectin is very effective in treating COVID. So when you look at this issue, it's a violation of that point as well. Point seven, proper preparation should be made and adequate facilities provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. There are story after story after story of these people being injured. They go to doctors. They have no clue how to treat them.
It's heartbreaking.
Some of these people that actually volunteered for the clinical trials, they're just simply being ignored by their own testimony is what they've said. They've been ignored by the place that they went for the clinical trials, and they don't know how to treat them either. So they're not prepared to treat these people.
It's heartbreaking watching those videos.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially the young, I mean, all of them, the young people that have volunteered for this, thinking they were doing a good thing, and now their life has changed forever.
And doctors and nurses have done that, too. They volunteered for it. They wanted to set an example. They bought what people were telling them without doing individual research, and now they're disabled, and it's really, really sad to see this. Point eight, the experiment should be conducted only by scientifically qualified persons. But you know what? You can go to some drugstore, and they've got some phlebotomist that's going to inject you in the arm, and they're not going to tell you the consequences or the adverse reactions, and you're not going to be observed very long. And then you're on the road, and people have gone on the road, and they've crashed, or they've gotten very sick and ill. And they still haven't recovered from it.
Well, look at the loudest voice pushing these vaccines, Mr. Fauci. I don't see him as very qualified to be doing that.
No, he's never treated a COVID patient.
He's
number
got
nine.
A financial investment as well.
During the course of the experiment, the human subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end. And now they're mandating it. Number 10, during the course of the experiment, the scientist or in charge must be prepared to terminate the experiment at any stage. And yet we terminated the swine flu experiment with 53 deaths.
53 deaths.
53 deaths. We now have already at least around 12,000. We're going to actually have more than 12,000 at this point. But that's less than 1% of actual. We have more people dying every single day than all the people that died from the swine flu vaccine combined. And we stopped it. And now we're pushing this one. Despite the injuries, despite the deaths, it is a clear violation of the Nuremberg Code. Why in the world are we repeating this dark time of history? Why? Why are we doing this? It is a crime against humanity. I encourage you to go to lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine. Lots of information there. And you can also go to lc.org, click on the legal help tab if you have need for legal help regarding this or other issues.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.